I am so pleased to welcome Crystal Wilkinson to the studio tonight, and I hope she'll let us claim her as an almost local author as she resides in Lexington, Kentucky. She has been nominated for the prestigious Orange Prize and the Hurston Wright Legacy Award. She has received recognition from the Kentucky Foundation for Women, the Kentucky Arts Council, the Mary Anderson Center for the Arts, the Fine Arts Work Center in Provincetown, and is a recipient of the Chafin Award for Appalachian Literature. She's been nominated for a Pushcart Prize, and her short stories, poems, and essays have appeared in numerous journals and anthologies, including most recently in the Oxford American and Southern Cultures. She currently teaches at the University of Kentucky, where she's Associate Professor of English in the MFA in Creative Writing Program. And, if that's not enough, she and her partner, poet and artist Ron Davis, own Wild Fig Books and Coffee, which is located in Lexington. We're going to talk about her novel, Birds of Opulence, tonight. It is now out in paperback. I want to welcome you to Around Cincinnati to talk about this beautiful book you've created.
Oh, thank you.
So your book is populated by birds here, there, and everywhere. But I want to talk about the lives of some of these women, these birds, as I think was a term your mother used. We're invited into their lives from the early 1960s to the mid-1990s, and they're in a small town in Kentucky. So given your writing, I felt I really knew these women as if they lived, you know, up the road a piece. And I thought that it would be wonderful to share them with our listeners. And so I chose a sentence or two that in some way exemplified each of the birds. And I thought maybe I could introduce each of them and you could then read a sentence and you could expand on it. Does that work for you?
Oh, sure.
So Mama Minnie, her son-in-law and all-around good guy, Joe, says, a fine woman, an old-time woman. So tell us about Mama Minnie.
Yes, Mama Minnie is one of my favorite characters in the book, and she's probably, in my imagination, an amalgam of all of the elder women that I grew up with. So she is the matriarch of the family and really of the community, well-respected in the community. But she's a hard woman. She's an old-time woman in that she knows all of the old ways from several generations back. But her life has not been easy, and she doesn't really project this sort of grandmotherly easiness on her family, especially the women in the family. And so that comes through in the book.
Tukey is Mama Minnie's daughter. Memory reached out, swirled around in her head, and pounded like a fist. Tell us about Tukey.
So Tukey is probably one of the most troubled women and is the kind of woman who is pretty much controlled by her past. A lot of her haunts from her younger days, she hasn't overcome those, and she sort of succumbs and sort of satisfies herself being the one of the siblings that stayed home to take care of her mother, even though her mother was pretty cruel to her. Mama Minnie was somewhat cruel to her when she was younger, and so she sort of takes that all in stride and carries the past with her mostly inside herself, and she does her due diligence as a daughter and takes care of Mama Minnie and takes care of the family.
And then Tukey's daughter is Lucy, who couldn't stop bad thoughts from clotting. Tell us about Lucy, if you would.
Part of this book is about, you know, the generations, the term Sankofa, looking at the past and what we carry forward in generations that's sort of in the blood, you know, like mental illness, and the things that we don't necessarily carry in the blood, but we learn. So I think Lucy has a combination of all of those. She carries with her parts of Mama Minnie. She carries with her parts of her mother, Tukey. And she's also grappling with some issues of mental health. And so she is perhaps suffering from postpartum depression. Perhaps what she's suffering from is more than postpartum depression. I kind of leave that open. But she just can't help herself from thinking the bad thoughts, and they haunt her throughout her life. Even with having a wonderful husband like Joe and really a wonderful life in this small town. She just can't help the bad thoughts from clotting in her brain.
And her daughter is Yolanda, who, even at 17, sits with her eyes closed, plays a child's game of willing herself invisible.
Yes, and I've since wrote about these characters in my other books, too. And I think Yolanda, you know, she is somewhat invisible as a young woman in this family, in this town. There's always someone more beautiful, always someone more powerful. She doesn't see herself as being as powerful as her great-grandmother, as Minnie Mae, but she's surrounded by these very powerful, very vocal women, and she sees herself as more shy, more invisible. So that's partly what that line was about.
And then there's a neighbor, Francine is her name, and Mama Minnie is looking at her from a distance at one point and says, "There's something funny about that woman."
Yeah, and I'm smiling because I love that line. I love Mama Minnie's spunk. You know, Francine's the outsider. Her husband brought her to this town. She's not someone who's grown up with several generations there. And her mother, too, had suffered from some mental health problems, but she comes and she moves into this small town from the city, and no one really sort of genuinely gets to know her. They just know that she's an outsider, and they sort of treat her that way her entire life. She was only an insider because of her husband, and her husband died. So the women in town often talk about her, including Mama Minnie, and she says there's always been something funny about that woman.
So Francine has a daughter. Her name is Mona. And You write of her, "She had been raised to keep her mouth closed, to let all the words in the world stack up in her head."
Right. And that's, you know, Francine raises her. They're not really a part of the community. She keeps to herself in her house, Francine does, and sort of prefers it that way. And so Mona sort of naturally has been taught that by Francine, that you don't, you know, don't tell everything you know, don't give all of our secrets away to the townspeople because they don't like us anyway. And of course, Mona doesn't always adhere to her mother's wishes.
No, ma'am, she doesn't.
And she, in fact, becomes even more vocal than her good friend Yolanda since they grow up together.
So I must say that reading The Birds of Opulence, I felt I was in the hands of someone who treasured these birds. And so I chose one for you. It's actually the second sentence in the novel. "Imagine yourself a woman who gathers stories in her apron." And as their creator, you give us such an intimate view and invitation into the lives of these women. I wondered, what did you want readers to feel or learn about these women, these birds of opulence?
Well, I think, you know, one of my biggest goals was to see women in general and Black women in particular in all the myriad of ways that we are in the world. There's not some monolithic way of being, and these women are very complex and very complicated. And I wanted to present each of them and allow them to stand in their truth on the page and for the reader to be able to read and understand and most likely relate to their truth. So you've got all these generations, you've got girls, you've got middle-aged women, you've got wives, sisters, the full gamut of women. You've got the wise woman, elder woman. And so I really wanted the readers to be with the characters and see the characters for who they are, but most of all, to see something in the characters that was reflected of themselves and to the human condition in general.
Well, as a reader, I can say you certainly accomplished all of those things, but I also just have genuine affection for these women, these birds of opulence. So thank you so much for introducing us to them. I hope we'll see more of them.
Oh, you will. I'm working on a book now.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for visiting with us tonight, Crystal. Good to be with you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I've been talking with Crystal Wilkinson about her novel, Birds of Opulence, now out in paperback. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.
Pretty Women wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model's size, but when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say, it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palm of my hand, the need of my care, 'cause I'm a woman. Phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me.